Well, it's 11. Every Sunday that we could do when the weather was decent, but because of our weather change, climate change, our weather has changed so much that we pretty much have abandoned down here because it's an open field, although it's kept very close cropped. And with the cinder, you can hear it below feet. Cinder chips, little cinder chips. As the driveways, walkways, if you like, cars park on the grass facing each other. And so today we have probably, it's just well over, goodness grief, I don't know, 200-300 cars. That's pretty good. That's a good car boot. So I've had a good walkabout. I'm just going to have another walkabout actually. And it's been good because it was a beautiful sunrise this morning. We came over the hills to the east there. The other side of the river Clyde here at this point is not a big river, but as I said, it's part of what we call the Clyde Valley, the Clyde, it's not undulates, it meanders through this particular area, all the way from Kirkfield Bank at the foot of Lanark, New Lanark, where the mills are, all the way down, heading towards Glasgow. It's been a beautiful day. As I said, the sunrise this morning was beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Or dark orangey colour. And it's been a good day. It's clouded over a bit now, but we're still getting loads of sun. and if it stays this way, it'll be fine. We'll get to 1 o'clock probably before we go. So at least another hour and a half. Doing okay, doing well, I think. Knows, and she'll tell me. She'll surprise me on the way home. Tell me about the toilets. She loves doing that. Anyway, so a wee bit of ambience of the Crossford. But this, although we do Bathgate, we do our hometown because it's so handy. It's just along the road. There's no travelling involved here. It's about 23, 24 miles, and we have to get a bit earlier, so up at 3:30 this morning to get down to get one of our favourite spots, although we haven't been for a while, it's still a favourite spot for us to get, so if you want to get it, you've got to be down early. It was dying away, this car boot, because of the bad weather. It seemed to be notorious for Sundays being, although we get the bad Saturdays, Sundays seem to have been worse over the past 4 or 5 years. But today, because as soon as you know it's going to be a good day, you know you're going to have to get down early, and it's true. When you just look at these cars here today. So I'll just take a wee walk down round about. It's a beautiful area down here in the Clyde Valley. It's famous, it's historically famous, not in the battle or castle sense of the word, but even when I was a wee boy, this was a famous place to come at the start of the summer when you came down here for strawberry picking and fruit picking, and the best tomatoes in the world were grown down here. Everybody wanted the first batch of tomatoes from the growers down in the Clyde Valley here. They were just fantastic. Greenhouses, massive greenhouses everywhere. And the fruit houses. And over the years it's changed. You can still get them, but there's nowhere near the fruit growers of yesteryear. Modern life now is masses of garden centres. And they've all got tea rooms that serve you everything you want. There used to be a cup of tea or a coffee and a scone. Now you can get a free course meal and everything to go. So there's so many, I can't name them all, from Kirkfield Bank all the way to the what we call the Garrion Brig. Garrion Brig, G-A-R-R-I-O-N. And that's sort of the busy area of the Clyde Valley. and there's so many wee garden centres or big garden centres all doing everything that they can to draw the crowds in. And on a Sunday is a big day down here, so people come from out from Glasgow, out from the biz of Glasgow and some of the bigger towns round about Motherwell and Hamilton, and then from the east, our direction as well, people come all the way down here to spend a sunny day down in the Clyde Valley and drop into their favourite nurseries, garden centres, tea rooms, whatever. And then the advantage of that is that we get, if you're doing here at the Card Bait, this place fills up with buyers. Not necessarily all spending, but it fills up with buyers. And they've got a massive, they have got a fantastic snack bar built into the farm sheds. It is a farm, a working farm. And this place has always done absolutely marvellous, a bomb. You know, people are sort of watching a guy come in now with his hands full of burgers and hot dogs and cold drinks. And they do so much trade that they've actually built a fancy cafeteria restaurant now called The Oven at the Overton. They sell ice cream here in the wee shop, and you can pick your fresh produce if it's already picked, and your veggies, your tatties, your turnips, your neeps as we call them, all that kind of stuff. It's a wonderful place down here when you get a day like this, but as I said, if the weather's sour weather or dour weather, it's an entirely different place. But that's pretty much true of anywhere, isn't it? I mean, if you go to Florida, and if Florida were the weather we got here, they wouldn't get, well, let's just say, they wouldn't get near as many visitors as they get annually if they had the weather that we get. Sun makes a difference no matter where you go in the world, doesn't it? I mean, you would want to go to Egypt and find it was raining all day long, would you? Anyway, so I'm having just a wee quick meander around. See, I've already been round, but I'm just, sometimes you miss those things, or sometimes it's not been out the car or it's been hidden below the table. I'm going to try and see if I can pick up a bargain. I've already picked up two or three. I'm looking for something specific. Okay, I'm going to shut up now. And this is a binaural recording if you haven't already picked up.
Mine just helped me when I nearly seen it.
I'm telling you, you've got a pair of these shoes, the wood bands you're on, right on your neck. So we've got to just put a new track, they've now the new track you bought, he's got them in a t-shirt.
Do you know what I mean?
I think it's a club kid.
Put it this way, if you go to San Pedro, when you get a third of your travel,
I'm going to go.